Deans at top journalism schools like Columbia and UC Berkeley are worried about the quality of television news. They've been meeting with journalists, editors, and network representatives to talk about how to improve it. Their conversations are the basis of a new report from the Carnegie Corporation called The Business of News. The project is the idea of Orville Schell, dean of the University of California, Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism. Schell says the group is focusing on television news because it holds such a large share of the American audience. He says he's concerned the push for big profits is overshadowing networks' responsibility to the public.
Even though most Americans seem to get most of their news from broadcast still, there are fewer and fewer really comprehensive programs.
So if news isn't profitable on television, what's to be done?
Well, I don't think you can say news isn't profitable. I think you can say news may not be as profitable as Hollywood sort of celebrity shows, but it is indeed profitable. Nightline makes money. Even if it wasn't profitable, we forget, I think, at our great peril that the airwaves are owned by the public. And the presumption in 1934, when the Communications Act was effected, was that they should be operated in the public interest. And we've really lost a lot of that presumption. I think most people don't even know that television and radio airwaves, with the exception of cable, are owned by them. And the trade-off when this all began was assumed to be one in which they can make some money, but they will also perform a certain public service function to keep the nation informed so that it can govern itself. And I think through the courts, through the legislature, through the regulatory mechanisms over the years, that whole assumption has been very much diminished.
So you're having discussion, you're going to be sort of the conscience and not have a call to action.
Well, I am a person who is very much enamored of not just a lot of discussion and windy words, of actually trying to do something about it. And we are now trying to formulate a series of projects that would actually have some concrete effect, ways in which the private sector, foundations, universities, schools could actually initiate some programs and maybe get some cooperation from various broadcast news outlets to see if we couldn't light a candle rather than just curse the darkness.
Well, please explain how you're going to do that.
Well, as I say, the assumption that the public airwaves are owned by the public isn't a bad place to start. And I think as some of these big media conglomerates merge and grow larger, of course they need support, and they certainly don't like dissent. And I think there's a possibility to extract from them some small increase in the archipelago of islands of good reportage that might be funded by some alternate means rather than simply commercials. I think also it'd be worth this country to look around the world and see how in other countries some portions of the broadcast spectrum are held, if not by the government, then by some sort of other arrangements such as the BBC. So, I mean, I think we'd have to say, even though there's no answer to this conundrum, that there is a contradiction between good news gathering operations and business. And we really don't have a good model, a good business model for combining the interests of each.
Orville Schell is dean of the University of California, Berkeley Graduate School of Journalism. He and other deans hope to meet next with journalists, regulators, and members of Congress at a town hall-style meeting here in Washington, D.C. to discuss how to improve broadcast news.